Section 3. Signs, Signals, and Markings. A thorough knowledge of traffic signs, signals, and road markings is a must for all drivers. 3A. Traffic Signals. The standard sequence of an automated traffic signal is green, yellow, red, green. These signals must be obeyed unless a traffic officer is directing traffic or to make room for emergency vehicles. If a traffic signal is not operational, dark, because of a power failure or other cause and no peace officer, flagger, or other traffic control is in place, the intersection shall be treated as an all-way stop. 3A-1. Color and Types. Red. Stop. Come to a complete stop before reaching the intersection, stop line, or crosswalk, and remain stopped as long as the light is red. During a power failure when the signal lights are not operating, a dark, uncovered signal light is to be taken as a stop sign. Yellow. Caution. A steady yellow light is a warning that the light is about to change. If the vehicle has not entered the intersection, it should be brought to a safe stop. If in the intersection, continue moving and clear it safely. Speeding up to beat the light is unlawful. Green. Go. A vehicle may proceed through an intersection in the direction indicated by the signal if the roadway is clear. Flashing red light. A complete stop is required, yielding to oncoming traffic or pedestrians, before proceeding when the way is clear. A flashing red light at a railroad crossing requires a complete stop even if a train is not visible. Flashing yellow light. Be alert and proceed with caution. Flashing yellow warning beacons are commonly used to draw attention to a sign or a location that requires extra attention or action from drivers. Red arrow. Come to a complete stop before reaching the intersection, stop line, or crosswalk, and remain stopped as long as the arrow is red. Yellow arrow. A steady yellow arrow is a warning that the light is about to change. If the vehicle has not entered the intersection, it should be brought to a safe stop. If in the intersection, continue moving in the direction of the arrow and clear it safely. Speeding up to beat the arrow is unlawful. Flashing yellow arrow. If in the proper lane, proceed in the direction of the arrow after yielding to approaching traffic and/or pedestrians. Green arrow. If in the proper lane, proceed in the direction of the arrow, whether the green arrow is displayed alone or in combination with another signal and the roadway is clear. 3A-2. Turns on red. At many intersections, under certain conditions, a turn may be made while the traffic light is red. Before turning, come to a complete stop, look both ways, and yield the right of way to pedestrians and other traffic. Failure to come to a complete stop prior to turning is a violation. Right turn on red. Turning right at a red light after stopping is allowed unless signs prohibiting it are posted at the intersection. Left turn on red. Turning left at a red light after stopping is allowed only if traveling on a one-way street and turning on to another one-way street. May be prohibited at certain locations. Watch for signs. 3A-3. Lane Use Signals. Lane use signals are used to control traffic flow by reversing a lane's direction during different hours of the day, usually coinciding with rush hour traffic. The lanes and their directions may be marked with signs and signals. Never drive in a lane under a red X signal. A steady yellow X signal means the driver should move out of the lane as soon as safely possible, as a red X will soon appear. It is permitted to drive in a lane under a downward green arrow symbol. 3A-4. Pedestrian Hybrid Beacon. A pedestrian hybrid beacon is a special type of device used to warn and control traffic at an unsignalized location to assist pedestrians in crossing a street or highway at a marked crosswalk. The pedestrian hybrid beacon consists of two side-by-side red indications centered over a yellow indication. The beacon starts with a flashing yellow. This warns the driver that the beacon will soon be solid yellow and the driver must stop. After a short flashing period, the beacon is a solid yellow. This has the same meaning as a normal yellow light. After the yellow, the beacon turns red. Both red lights are illuminated. During this interval, the driver must stop for the red and remain stopped. The pedestrians have a walk signal at this time. After the walk is complete, the reds flash in a back-and-forth pattern. During this interval, the pedestrians have a flashing don't walk signal. Drivers approaching the red flashing beacons must stop and verify that no pedestrian is in their lane nor in any adjacent lane before proceeding. After the pedestrian cycle is complete, the beacons will be dark. The state statute requiring vehicles approaching a dark traffic signal to stop does not apply to these mid-block beacons. 3B Traffic Signs. 3B-1 Sign Colors. The color of a roadway sign indicates what type of information is being provided. Red. Stop, yield, do not enter, or wrong way. Yellow. Used on warning signs to call attention to unexpected conditions. Yellow-green. Used for warning signs specific to pedestrians, bicycles, playgrounds, schools, and school buses. Pink. Incident management signs. Green. Guide information such as distance or direction. Blue. Motorist services such as rest areas or hospitals. White. Regulatory such as speed limits. Orange. Alert to road workers construction area. Brown. Recreation and cultural interest areas. 3B-2. Sign shapes. Sign shapes also indicate the sign's message. Octagon. Stop. The octagonal, eight-sided shape always means stop. Triangle. Yield. The triangle, three-sided shape always means yield. Diamond. Warning. These signs warn you of special conditions or hazards ahead. Slow and proceed with caution. Rectangle. Regulatory or guide. When vertical, signs are generally used to give instructions or tell you the law. When horizontal, signs give directions or information. Pentagon. School and school crossing. The pentagon, five-sided shape, marks school zones and warns of school children crosswalks. Pennant. No passing zone. Signs indicate a no-passing zone. Crossbuck and circle. Railroad crossing. Advises the motor vehicle operator of a railroad crossing ahead. It means look both ways, listen for and yield to trains, and be prepared to stop if a train is approaching. The number under the crossbuck indicates there is more than one set of tracks following the sign. Flashing light signals may be used with crossbucks. Stop when the lights are flashing. Do not cross until you can do it safely. If there is more than one track, be careful to watch for trains from either the same or opposite direction. Gates. Used with flashing lights at some railroad crossings. Stop when the lights start to flash before the gate goes down. Remain stopped until the gates go up and the lights stop flashing. Never drive around the gates. It is dangerous and against the law. Railroad gates and warning lights are to alert you that a train is in the area. You may collide with the train if you go onto the tracks. 3B-3. Regulatory signs. These signs provide information about traffic laws. Obey their instructions. A red circle with a slash means no. The symbol indicates what is prohibited. Stop. Come to a complete stop before entering an intersection. If there is a painted stop line, stop at the line. Stop before entering a crosswalk, painted or unpainted. If there is no crosswalk, stop at the safest point nearest the intersecting roadway to obtain a clear view of approaching traffic. Yield. Slow down or stop, if necessary, to give the right of way to crossing or merging vehicles. Speed limit. indicates the maximum speed that a vehicle can lawfully travel on the roadway. No left turn. Left turn prohibited. No right turn. Right turn prohibited. No U-turn. U-turn prohibited. Wrong way and do not enter. These signs are often used in combination and identify a one-way street or expressway ramp. Do not drive past either of these signs. One way. Traffic flows only in the direction of the arrow. No parking. Parking is prohibited. Center lane, left turn only. A driver may use the lane only to make a left turn. Keep right. A traffic island, median, or obstruction is ahead. Keep to the right. Slower traffic, keep right. These signs are used on multiple lane roadways to reduce unnecessary weaving and when there is a tendency on the part of the motorist to drive in the left-hand lane or lanes below the normal speed of traffic. 3B-4. Warning signs. Warning signs call attention to unexpected conditions. Signal ahead. Traffic signal is ahead. Be prepared to stop. Reader's note. The sign shows traffic signal lights inside a yellow diamond. End note. Reduce speed ahead. Informs motorists of a reduced speed zone. Reader's note. The sign shows a speed limit sign with a black arrow pointing up above the sign inside a yellow diamond. End note. Stop ahead. Approaching a stop sign. Reader's note. The sign shows a red stop sign inside a yellow diamond with an arrow pointing to the top. End note. Yield ahead. Approaching a yield sign. Reader's note. The sign shows a red and white yield sign inside a yellow diamond with an arrow pointing to the top. End note. Divided highway begins. The traffic lanes ahead are divided by a median or divider, and each lane is one way. Keep to the right. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond containing two arrows and a traffic island. The island is near the top of the sign. The right arrow is pointing around the right side of the island and toward the top of the sign. The left arrow is pointing around the left side of the island and toward the bottom of the sign. End note. Divided highway ends. The oncoming traffic lane ahead is no longer divided by median or divider. Keep to the right. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond containing two arrows and a traffic island. The island is near the bottom of the sign. The right arrow is pointing around the right side of the island and toward the top of the sign. The left arrow is pointing around the left side of the island and toward the bottom of the sign. End note. Two-way traffic. Roadway or upcoming roadway with traffic moving in opposite directions. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond containing two arrows. The right arrow is pointing toward the top of the sign, the left arrow toward the bottom. End note. Added lane. Traffic from another road will be entering the road. No merging is necessary because a lane has been added. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond with two arrows. The left one is pointing straight up. The right arrow is merging from the right into the right lane. End note. Advisory exit speed sign. The advisory safe speed for an exit from a freeway or expressway. Reader's note. The sign is a vertical yellow rectangle containing the word exit and underline, then the number 25, and below that the initials M, P, and H. End note. Slippery when wet. Road surface may be slick when wet, slow, and proceed with caution. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond containing a vehicle making curved skid marks. End note. Lane ends. The lane ends soon, and a merging maneuver will be required. The sign shown is a right lane end sign. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond with two vertical lines near the center. The right line is straight near the bottom, then angles left and straightens near the top of the sign. End note. Low clearance. The overpass has a low clearance. Do not proceed if the vehicle height exceeds the dimensions indicated. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond containing the notation 12:6:. There are arrows pointing toward the top and bottom of the sign. End note. Hill. A steep downgrade ahead. Check your brakes. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond showing a truck going downhill. End note. Deer crossing. Deer often cross the roadway in this area. Be alert. Slow down if you see a deer. Deer may be present along any roadway throughout Nebraska. Always be cautious. The sign is only installed in higher deer vehicle conflict areas of deer crossings. The deer can cross anywhere. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond showing a deer. End note. Horse-drawn vehicle. This sign is posted in areas where slow-moving, horse-drawn vehicles often cross or share the roadway with motorized vehicles. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond showing a horse pulling a buggy. End note. Pedestrian crossing. Be alert for people crossing the street. Slow down. Yield right-of-way to pedestrians or stop if necessary. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond showing a pedestrian walking to the left. End note. School advance crossing. A crosswalk where school children cross the roadway is ahead. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow-green pentagon showing two children walking to the left. The sign below it says ahead. End note. School crossing. Placed at the location where school children cross the roadway. Obey signs from school crossing guards. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow-green pentagon showing two children walking to the left. The sign below it shows an arrow pointing down and to the left. End note. Turn. Sharp turn to the right just ahead. May be shown as left or right. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond with an arrow beginning vertically near the bottom of the sign and turning horizontally to the right. End note. Reverse turn. Just ahead, the road turns sharply right, then left. May be shown as left or right. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond with a vertical arrow starting near the bottom, then making a horizontal right turn, then turning 90 degrees to the left and pointing toward the top. End note. Reverse curve. Just ahead, the road curves right, then left, may be shown as left or right. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond with a vertical arrow starting near the bottom, angling right, then left, and pointing toward the top. End note. Curve. There is a gradual curve to the right ahead. Slow down to the safe speed indicated. May be shown as left or right. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond with an arrow starting vertically near the bottom and angling toward the center of the upper right side. End note. Advisory speed plaque. Supplements a warning diamond sign to indicate the advisory speed for the condition. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow square with the number 15, and below that the initials M, P, and H. End note. Winding road. The road ahead is winding with a series of turns or curves. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond showing a curved line with an arrow pointing toward the top. End note. Crossroad. A four-way intersection is ahead. Be alert for cross traffic. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond showing two lines crossing at a 90-degree angle. End note. T-intersection. The roadway ends ahead. You must signal before turning right or left. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond containing the letter T. End note. Side road. A roadway joins from the right. Be alert for vehicles entering the roadway. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond showing a horizontal line near the center. A vertical line connects with the left end of the horizontal line. End note. Roundabout. A roundabout intersection is ahead. Slow down to recommended speed and yield to all vehicles approaching on your left already in the roundabout. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond with three curved arrows making a circle. End note. Traffic merging from right. Adjust speed and lane position to allow traffic to merge safely. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond with a line from the lower right connecting with the vertical arrow pointing toward the top. End note. Railroad crossing. Advises the motor vehicle operator of a railroad crossing ahead. It means yield and be prepared to stop if a train is approaching. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow circle containing a large X in the center with the letters R on each side. End note. No train horn. Installed under the railroad crossing signs in locations where a quiet zone has been established. Trains do not blow the horn at this location. Reader's note. The sign is a yellow diamond with the words "No train horn" on it. End note. Guide signs. Green and white signs give directional and distance information. Diagrams direct the exit and entrance movements at interchanges. Slow-moving vehicle warning. Vehicles which travel 25 mph or less, such as farm equipment, must display these emblems when using a public roadway. Reader's note. The sign is a triangle with an orange center and black edges. The points have been straightened. End note. Service signs. Blue and white signs direct motorists to services such as hospitals, gas, food, lodging, etc. No passing zone. A yellow no passing zone pennant shape sign may be found on the left side of the road at the beginning of a no passing zone. Reference post marker. These signs are located on Nebraska highways in 1 mile increments to serve as a reference point for drivers to use when assistance is needed or an emergency exists. Reader's note. The sign is a vertical green rectangle. The number 44 is shown vertically. End note. Handicapped parking. Parking spaces reserved for those with handicapped parking privileges. Reader's note. The sign is a vertical rectangle with green arrows near the bottom pointing to the sides. The borders and lettering are green. The sign contains the words "reserved parking" and the wheelchair symbol. End note. Route markers. Signs used alone or in combination with arrow directional signs mounted below. Reader's note. There are three signs showing route numbers. The first is a shield. The top quarter is red and the bottom three quarters blue. The word "interstate" is in white letters near the top of the blue section. The number 80 is in white and is below "interstate". The second sign is a black square with a white shield containing the black number 83. The third sign is a black square containing a white sign which tapers near the bottom and which has number and letters in black. The word "Nebraska" is near the top. Below that is the number 2, and below that is a drawing of a covered wagon being pulled to the left. End note. Dynamic message signs. These signs provide important information to travelers. Messages can be changed to reflect the current conditions, route traffic, in form of construction schedules, incidents, etc. Most message signs are permanently mounted along freeways, while others are portable and can be used at construction sites during special events and in the event of a major traffic incident. 3B-6 Work Zone Devices. A highway work zone can be easily identified by unique orange warning signs immediately preceding the work zone. The orange signs with messages in black letters are reserved strictly to identify work zones. In addition to alerting drivers as they approach and enter work zones, black-on-orange signs are used within the work zone to convey specific information and directions to drivers as they pass through the work zone. Remember, black-on-orange signs identify work zones. How should you react to work zone warning signs? Recognize that when you see black-on-orange signs, you are about to enter a work zone and should stay alert. Advance work zone signs may require you to take some action, such as shifting your vehicle to another lane or reduce your speed. When you are expected to take some action, black-on-orange signs will convey the message far in advance, so you will have enough time to take the action. Do not wait until the last minute to take action. The signs provide sufficient time for the driver to react without impeding traffic. Flashing arrow panels. Large flashing or sequencing arrow panels may be used in work zones to guide drivers into certain traffic lanes and to inform them that part of the road ahead is closed. Work zone signs. These signs are used to notify drivers of unusual conditions in or near work areas. Most signs are diamond-shaped. Reader's note. There are six signs that are all orange. The first one is a rectangle that says detour, with an arrow pointing to the right. The next five are all diamond-shaped. The first one says roadwork ahead. The second one says roadwork 1,500 feet. The third one is a picture of a man holding a flag in his right hand. The fourth one says one-lane road 1,500 feet. And the last one says, road closed 1,500 feet. End note. Flagger warns drivers of construction or maintenance on the road ahead where a flagger wearing a bright-colored, reflective orange vest is stationed at the site to control traffic. The flagger uses a stop-slow paddle to either stop traffic or allow traffic to proceed. When you see the flagger sign, stay alert and be prepared to stop. If you are required to stop, remain stopped until you are directed by the flagger to proceed. Channelizing devices. Barricades, vertical panels, drums, and cones are the most commonly used devices to guide drivers safely through the work zone. 3C, pavement markings. Road markings are used to guide and warn drivers as well as regulate traffic. Markings may be either yellow or white and used alone or in combinations. 3C-1, yellow center line markings. Yellow center lines indicate that there is two-way traffic flowing in opposite directions. Broken. A broken yellow line indicates that passing on the left is permitted when the way ahead is clear. Overtaking and passing should be done with care because of oncoming traffic. Reader's note. The diagram shows a two-lane highway, with arrows going in opposite directions in each lane, with a broken yellow line down the middle. End note. Solid and broken. A broken yellow line alongside a solid yellow line indicates that passing is permitted on the side of the broken line, but not on the side of the solid line. Reader's note. The diagram shows a two-lane highway with arrows going in opposite directions in each lane with solid and broken yellow lines down the middle. End note. Double yellow. Double solid yellow lines mark the center of the road and separate oncoming traffic. Passing is not allowed in either direction. Making a left turn is the only lawful crossing allowed over double yellow lines. When turning into or from an alley, private road, or driveway, unless otherwise prohibited by signs. Reader's note. The diagram shows a two-lane highway with arrows going in opposite directions in each lane with two solid yellow lines down the middle. End note. 3C-2. Yellow lane line markings. Solid and broken, shared left turn lane. A center lane separated with solid and broken yellow lines reserves a lane for left turns, shared with traffic from the opposite direction. Motorists entering this lane should use caution and may only turn left. Using this lane to pass is prohibited. Signs or arrow markings on the pavement will assist drivers in recognizing this useful turning lane. Reader's note. The diagram shows a three-lane road with the top lane having an arrow going left, then solid and broken yellow lines. The middle lane shows two arrows, with one coming from the left and turning to the left, and an arrow coming from the right and turning to the left, followed by broken and solid yellow lines. The bottom lane shows an arrow going to the right. End note. 3C-3. White lane line markings. White lines separate lanes of traffic going in the same direction. Broken. Broken white lines separate lanes of traffic going in the same direction and may be crossed with care. Reader's note. The diagram shows two lanes with a broken white line going down the middle and one arrow in each lane going right. End note. Solid with turn lane arrow. Solid white lines are used for turn lanes and to discourage lane changes near intersections. Arrows are often used with the white lines to indicate which turn may be made from the lane. When a lane is marked with a curved arrow and the word only, you must turn in the direction of the arrow. When a lane is marked with both the curved and straight arrow, turning or proceeding straight ahead is allowed. Reader's note. The diagram shows a three-lane road going to the right, split by a double yellow line, and two lanes going to the right. The right-bound left lane shows a left turn arrow and the word only below it. The middle lane shows both a curved arrow turning left and a straight arrow. It is the same thing coming from the other side. End note. 3C-4. Other pavement markings. Stop lines. Stop lines are white lines painted across the pavement at intersections, indicating the position to stop. In urban areas, the line is usually located about 4 feet before a crosswalk. Drivers must stop at the line when present, not at the stop sign or traffic control signal. Crosswalk markings. These lines are painted across or partially across the pavement. Pedestrians have the right of way when pedestrians are in these crosswalks. Crosswalks are sometimes in the middle of the block in residential areas and school areas. Crosswalk areas may also be unpainted. Railroad crossing markings. In advance of a railroad crossing, the white letters RXR is set into the surface of, or applied to, or attached to, the pavement, which is for the purpose of advising, warning, or guiding traffic. At railroad crossings, a yellow line may be placed on the right side of the center line to prevent passing. Rumble strips. Rumble strips are a series of indented elements installed on a paved roadway shoulder near the travel lane, on a two-lane roadway near the center line, or in the lane of traffic approaching a stop sign or signal. Rumble strips are intended to alert drowsy or inattentive drivers through vibration and sound that their vehicles have left the travel lane or are approaching a stop sign or signal. Two-way left-turn lane markings. A driver may use the center lane to make a left turn. Caution should be used since there may be left-turning vehicles from the opposite direction also using the lane. The lane cannot be used to pass other vehicles. Bike lanes. Bike lanes are a portion of a roadway that has been designated for the exclusive use by bicyclists. Bike lanes are designed to separate bicycle traffic from motorized vehicle traffic. It is illegal to drive in these lanes. However, motorists may cross over the bike lane to move into another appropriate travel lane, to enter or exit on-street parking spaces, or to enter or exit private property. Before crossing a bike lane, make sure it is safe to do so. Yield the right-of-way to approaching bicyclists. When the bike lane is clear, signal your intention to turn and then move into the bike lane before making the turn. Reader's note. The diagram shows an example of bicycle lane treatment at a right turn only lane. On the far left are two solid yellow lines. There are then two automobile lanes and then a bike lane on the right. The bike lane is two solid white lines followed by white dotted lines, which are optional, and then more solid white lines and a white bicycle in the center. There is an arrow in front of the bicycle pointing forward. On the far right of the diagram is a right turn only lane. End note. Shared lane. Shared lane markings are used to indicate the lane is shared by both motor vehicles and bicyclists. The markings may be placed in the travel lane to indicate where bicyclists should preferably ride. Motorists should avoid passing bicyclists until a safe distance of no less than 3 feet clearance exists.